Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Oh, boy. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Uh-oh. Beer burps. This is not going to be good. Not the podcast, but the constant beer burping. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning tonight. Yeah, I waited a long time to cut this. I haven't made a podcast in a while, other than the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. There's a new episode of that up right now. I'm Gregor, host of mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and the news coming up. And the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast, looking at Seattle Sounders. Busy week. Huge win over Fartland Timbers. And now, two more matches, Wednesday and again on Sunday against LA there and an LA here. I'll let you figure out which one it is. Subscribe and download. If you could tell a friend about this show, that'd be awesome. If you could just give me a 5-star rating, I'd be appreciative of that too. Maybe leave a comment. Thank you. That's on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts supplied from. Or just a tweet would be nice too, at Hey Gregor. Okay, enough of the business out of the let's get that out of the way. I took a ferry with my family across the water. Across Puget Sound, from Mukilteo, which is awesome to hear a three-year-old say, Mukilteo, the lighthouse, cool. We got on the ferry early Sunday morning and went across to Whidbey Island. Let me tell you, you don't really need a reason to go to Whidbey Island on a beautiful day. Seattle summer, it's gorgeous. Weird people over there, fun things. Deception Pass, sure, if you want to go all the way up there, whatever. We went to go to the bagel place, Whidbey Island bagels. And boy, was it not worth the cost of paying to get a car across, but it was worth the adventure. And the bagels were just a huge, huge perk. Oh my God, my monitors are so dusty. Oh my God. Anyway, I totally recommend doing that. After getting bagels, we decided to drive around a bit. We took my father-in-law, Ed, a while ago to go to Whidbey Island. It's been years now. Maybe 4 or 5 years. And when we were there outside in non-COVID times, there's this like patio that's covered. And there was a marimba band that was playing there. I should look that up. Whidbey Island marimba. They're called Rubatano. Wow, that's amazing. Rubatano.com. Oh, I want to talk to these people now. This is cool. Anyway, they're a, I think they have roots in another country. And they're a marimba instruction and performance. And it was rad. There's like all these different voiced marimbas too. So you get the low ones like a doo 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 doo. And they got doo 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 doo. When we pull into Langley, there's a school on the left as you're coming in, 25 miles per hour. And I'm like, whoa, look at those bunnies. Huge. I don't know if they're called hares. I don't know what the differentiation is. It's like when you go to like the hardware store and you're like, hey, can you cut this board for me? And they're like, sure. And I was like, just rip it like 19. And he's like, we're not ripping it. We're cross cutting it. And I'm like, oh boy, I have misunderstood jargon for actual language. My mistake. Anyway, if it was hares or rabbits or whatever, big ass bunnies, three of them just kind of hopping around like boing, boing, boing. We actually pulled the car over to be like, look at those bunnies. Oh my God. Then we drive a little further and we're going around kind of like by the water and they're up, you know, about 30, 40 feet in the air from the actual coast. And you're like, whoa, look at those bunnies. Look at all these people pulled over. There's bunnies everywhere. You drive a little bit further. Whoa, there's some bunnies over there. Get out of the car, get out of the water. Hey, look, bunnies. Look, there's some more bunnies. let's go get a cup of coffee and find the marimba player. Oh, look, Bonnie's at the coffee shop. Oh, there's one just sitting underneath the cafe table eating grass. It was bonkers. I still don't know why there's bunnies all over Langley. I don't even know if I want to know why. It's easily Googleable. I'm sure there's a history lesson to be had there. But I was pretty blown away. I've been to Langley before and just never noticed the bunnies, I guess. Maybe it's the time of year. Maybe they're about to make one big bunny stew. I don't know. I hope not, for the sake of those bun buns. Anyway, if you haven't been to Langley recently, I recommend a visit. Go see yourself a bunny, especially if you have a child. Oh my God, my kid was like, ooh, bunny, bun bun, bun bun bun. Pretty cool. All right, well, was there any good news today? I can't even remember. Let's find out together.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 350 new COVID-19 cases in Washington state. The averages are coming down. Sadly, four more people have died. August water deaths are scary. Thanks to a bunch of COVID closure scenarios, people are spending more time swimming in the lake waters around Washington, and with it, one of the deadliest summers of the last decade. Pools are closed. Canada is closed. To us, at least. And it's been a hot time, so in August, drownings are way up. Please be extra super safe. Maybe take a blowfish with you when you go for a dip. Or, I mean, more likely a life jacket. Now, while fire tore through the Northern California old-growth redwood forest, someone went through the site and confirms that, for the most part, the trees are all safe. Yes, reports the AP. Big Basin Redwood State Park is home to some of these giant trees. Some of them are more than 2,000 years old. And they've unleashed the Kraken Crane at Climate Pledge Arena. I Climate Pledge allegiance to the sea monster that lives on the ice of Seattle. A new phase of major work is underway, including getting the parking garage in place for fall of 2021 and the return of top-level hockey to the Pacific Northwest.
You just got news.
I got to admit, I'm pretty disappointed with the name of the arena. But then when I was watching the Fartland Timbers play the Seattle Sounders FC the other night, I noticed that on Fartland's jerseys, they have KeyBank as a sleeve sponsor, and I want it so badly to get changed from KeyBank to Climate Pledge. I just want to see those dummies running around with that. All right, anyway, I don't got a lot of time today. I'm doing this before my kid has to go to bed, so let's learn about something. What should we learn about? Oh, I know how you can get inspiration from Pete Carroll. Yeah, for real.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
To get fired up for Seahawks game day, you can now get life advice directly from Coach Pete Carroll. You'll need an Amazon Echo and then tell it, Alexa, give me Pete's thought of the day.
Hey, it's Pete Carroll.
Followed by some motivational quote that he probably makes up on the spot. And sure, that's nice and all, but I'm going to stick to what's really important. Alexa, fart noise. A Seattle boat builder has taken the space dreams of so many and brought it down to Earth, where it's way more accessible. He's built a tiny home somewhere along the banks of the Columbia, reports Laughing Squid, and the 250-square-foot pad is modeled after the Apollo moon lander that took squishy fart monster humans to the moon. Now, unlike the people that actually went to space, I hope this designer doesn't wear diapers and then just throw them out the hatch to live eternally on the surface of the Earth. And finally, oh good, someone was able to not just skydive from a plane, but in a plane covered in sunshine-eating panels. We have now witnessed the first free fall from a solar aircraft. Some records need not be set. But also, if I could get a Tanuki suit from Super Mario Bros. 3 and float down to the Earth, I too would jump from a solar-powered plane. Also, side note, I always thought that that was a squirrel suit, but evidently there's a species of animal in Asia that exists somewhere between a raccoon and a dog. They're actually referred to as raccoon dogs. And no, they're not domesticated, because of course.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
If we're being honest, it really feels like Pete is just making up his ramblings on the spot. Also, I want to go to that. I watched this full video about that boat builder. I'll post it tomorrow. I'll write a blog about it. But the boat builder who built the Apollo site, the tiny home. It's pretty dope. More about that to come. Have a great day. Bye.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.